Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio. This week on the show, we're not speaking on him. If you want to bring him up, you could call him by his middle name, Omari. This is Antique Black.
Antique Black.
What's happening, good people? Welcome to another episode of Antique Black. This is the Cult of the Individual, Chris Pegues.
This is Tyrus Moore, CO.
And this is Raw.
Ross here. And as always, we got Jack in the booth. What's happening, Jack?
I'm good, man. I'm really fucking with this zine that Ty came in with.
Yeah, shit is fly as fuck.
Yeah.
Appreciate the love, y'all. Appreciate the love. I'm going to go in on that. Thanks, Jack, for the alley-oop. I'm going to take that joint to the bar. Yo, by the way, if you're listening, and if you're not listening, like, later on, because people are going to be listening later on. But, yo, if you're live right now, you can come get a free one. I got one free one up here for whoever pops up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got one for y'all. But, yo, shout out to Better Left Unknown. Shout out to everyone that worked on it. Tony, EU, everybody, you guys know who you are. I want to say I really, really, really appreciate
Sir
you
EU.
Yeah, Sir EU. That's another unmentionable. I can't say her name online on the air, so it's over. But let's move forward. But yeah, appreciate the love, y'all. Appreciate
yeah. So if you're listening, you have a chance to come down to Full Service Radio. Grab yourself. There's one free copy.
Yeah.
One lucky person.
One.
I got some more to sell too, but you know what I'm saying? I gotta break even.
Boom. So
we got two things on the show today, right?
Yeah.
So Chris wanted to talk about politics and music and
We were talking about politics before. Well, kinda. We were talking about him. We were talking about him. Prior to the show and I don't know. Everyone kind of got fired up, so I think it only makes sense to continue and just expand on it a bit.
So that's where we're going to start. And then if you've been listening to this show since the beginning, we did SoundCloud Rapper Madness, where we bracketed all these SoundCloud rappers without their knowledge or consent by randomly Googling SoundCloud Rapper plus the state they're from. We're about to do the same thing with producers. So I think we'll kick that off with some preliminary rounds after this first conversation.
We still got the same bracket set up?
I'm nervous. Yeah, we got the same bracket. Because we got to start having fun in the show and not just making it a plug for the for the industry. Yeah.
Yeah, true that.
So anyway.
So yeah, I guess a question I had earlier, but we can bring him up again in this, obviously, but was kind of... Should artists or musicians have a political voice aside from the message that they drop in their music? So should they have like their own platform to speak their mind and throw themselves out there for people to potentially have a completely different impression of the artists that they know and love and could possibly, you know, lose an audience? So I think we all know who I'm kind of
the
aiming
him who
at.
Should not be named.
Yeah,
we actually have a caller on line three. Hold on.
Oh, word.
Oh wait, this is the wrong shit. I'm sorry. That's a joke. I'm trying to pull up the original Vote or Die from Puffy. That wasn't it.
The caller on line three. I'm really like,
shit.
Yo.
That was yeah, I was shit. Like, yo, calling
who's
in.
Who's calling
that
in?
That was like a South Park joke.
Who's about to tear us a new one?
The fish stick?
YouTube did me wrong. But that's the first thing that came to my mind was when Puffy did the Vote or Die thing. And then Jamal back here reminded me that Puffy didn't even vote that year.
Damn.
Yeah. 2004, yeah, he didn't even vote.
Damn.
He was one of those 2008, 2012
maybe that's
voters.
When Puffy died and he became Diddy.
Oh. But that's a good question though, Chris. That's a good question, Chris. That's a good question. Because, you know, I mean, we've spoken on it before. I I actively separate people's music. I separate the work from the artist. I do that all the time. If you have a Twitter and what you say on Twitter, let's just say Quavo, for example. If Quavo start coming out and try to speak about politics in his raps, I'll take it with a grain of salt. If Quavo came out and actually said something on Twitter, and this is his Twitter, this isn't someone else actively, like, you know, writing his Twitter for him and ish like that. This isn't the intern, this isn't the assistant, anything like that. I'm going to listen, because that's that person's actual voice. I feel like the 360 deal voice that's been sold away, that doesn't really count. You know, like, some of that stuff, just like the man that shall not be named, some of those things may be just for the antics. You know what I mean? Like, you may say some wild shit in the record that may not actually be reflective of how that person really feels, just to get the buzz going. So I'm separating the artist. Most of the time I'm separating the artist from
the same could apply with, like, the Twitter, though. The exact same thing could apply. Yes. They could be trolling the fuck out of people.
They could be. But if let's just take it in the sense that, yo, they're really trying to, like, they're actually trying to come out, say something about politics, put out a message, whether it's just, yo, guys, go vote. They may say fuck voting, fuck America in the record, but that may not actually be the case. Most of the time with me, that's how I feel. I feel like they're not, like, if someone's rapping it, that's not really how they feel. That's just for the spins, strictly.
I don't, to kind of add to that, I think that the first thing, the way I break it down is, like, you have to remember that in this social media age, everything is an endorsement. You know, like, a retweet, a repost, whatever have you. Like, it's all an endorsement. And I think that, you know, even in your most private of moments, you're still lending yourself to that voice if you support it, even in such a minute way. So, like, if Quavo likes something that said, you know, he was pro-Turkish rebels or some shit on Twitter, that's an endorsement, and that's something that kind of co-signs as kind of a political opinion. And sometimes motherfuckers might have just hit the like button by accident, but people are taking it as such. They're super sensitive to that whole sphere of influence right now, and they're kind of taking it as such. So it's kind of like, I don't think you can just dismiss it. I think you have to take the time to start actually nailing down into it, and, like, you know, is this really what you believe, or
the Twitter,
so on,
or
and
the,
so
forth. I mean, the record, or
literally
all of
both, like, both. Because if he likes some political issue on Twitter on purpose or by accident, and then raps that answer or puts it in a song, it's just a carryover of his opinion, and you should never dismiss anybody's opinion ever. It doesn't matter what their, like, it's their medium, you know? And who are we to not allow people their medium to have their soapbox? Everybody should have their soapbox. And, you know, for me, it's, like, you know, fashion and writing. But for Quavo, it's real turnt tracks minus the last album, which...
Whoa.
It's got some bangers. Don't get me wrong.
Okay, there we go.
Don't get me wrong.
So that wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Like, a lot of people will say that I think musicians are kind of get self-important with it, and maybe they're not fully informed, and then they're going out there on their platform because they think they got all this influence and they have to push people a certain way, and that might be destructive because they haven't done all the research. But then again, with all the power a musician gets, do they have the responsibility to do that? Because if they stay silent, is that irresponsible? If them speak... Like fucking Taylor Swift, right? She comes out, endorses that Democratic Senate candidate. You saw this?
Yeah.
In Tennessee?
Crazy.
Yeah.
They broke records for voter registration in Tennessee the next day.
And now she's the face of, like, the Democratic Party.
Which
somehow
is crazy.
Which is nuts. I mean, like, she is the face of endorsement for Democrats.
They got to take what they can get, to be honest.
True.
And I say they because, yo, whole time, like, it's a day on both sides for me. Like, I'm just looking at everybody and I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, all right. I'll say it here first. Abolish both parties. Let's start something new.
You know, I have that conversation a lot with people, actually. I'm trying to hit a lot of my homies that, like, yo, like, let's say me and Chris, Chris is Republican, I'm Democrat. Sorry, Chris.
Sorry.
I'll take it.
But if all we're trying to do, if I know I don't necessarily fuck with Chris, that's cool. I know I can take, it's like, I know I can take whatever he's going to bring to the table. I'm okay with that. I may not like it, but I'm okay with that. I'd rather have Chris in the building than I would Raw. Because Raw is actually going to shake shit up and change shit for the both of us. You know what I mean? And that's what it's been for a long time. These parties have been switched. They've gone back and forth. They're not really what anyone thinks they are.
They're the same thing.
They're really the same thing. And if me and Chris can keep Raw out of the building, then we're good. You know, like,
facts.
It's just a pick your poison type of thing. And me and him can't stand Raw.
Unfortunately, I'm like the Kool-Aid man. So
busting through the doors. Oh yeah.
Back to the musician thing. Is there anything anybody in the room that your favorite rapper could say that would stop you from being a fan?
He kind of already has been.
Whoa. We've kind of pushed that limit these days.
I can't mention his name, but you know he's already been putting
stop me
through
from
the
being
work.
A fan.
Right, like in the sphere of politics, you know.
Here's what's interesting. Like,
so your favorite musician is just like, I don't believe in gay marriage. I don't believe in whatever, like what, or some wild racist shit. I mean, like,
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't. Him who shall not be named. Anything that man says, anything any of my favorite artists say, if they say something that I completely don't agree with, I may not. I'll stop buying the album. I may stop supporting. But at some point, I don't let everything people say affect me.
I'm saying, is there anything? Where is there a line?
Is there a line?
Mm-hmm.
I got a few.
Because Vybz Kartel done killed somebody, chopped them up into pieces, and I still play Vybz Kartel music all the time.
I don't know, because I'm still playing that Ye, bro. I'm still bumping that Ye pretty hard.
He didn't. What? The album Ye?
No. Okay. Ye in general.
Right, so okay.
I still like Ye, though. Ye's cool. Ye is cool. The album Ye is cool.
And see, that sigh was Chris folding back into himself.
But we're avoiding the question by bringing up the big elephant in the room.
I mean, there's
been so much said about him, right? That's
pivot,
so divisive.
Let me pivot. Like, let's just say, in this respect, like, okay, like, there's certain things I think, without revealing too much, you have to address, like, where your moral standing is.
Yeah. Right.
And
that's
then go
my
from
point.
There.
That's my
like,
point.
Like, I, you know, okay, for me personally, if I'm listening to an artist and they align themselves with
the enemy,
right, the grand enemy, but let's just say like neo-Nazism, that's an axe for you. Like, that's just something I cannot tolerate. If somebody thinks about something that, if somebody says something about, you know, gay marriage, I always have to hear their reasoning before being dismissive. So that's kind of where I draw the line. If it gets to something that promotes violence and hate, and something that completely, you know, alienates a whole section of the world, then that's something that's like a line drawer for me. But if it's something that's super political and based on social construct and norm, that's when I have to start having a conversation about it. I just know me personally, I haven't grown enough to be able to talk about Nazism with a level head.
See, for me, I just don't understand, especially with everything that's going on in 2018, where, you know, artists of all types, just people of all types, are losing so much because of, you know, their past catching up, or them voicing an opinion which doesn't fly with other people, and they're losing so many people. And so for this individual to have, musically, I would say, based on, you know, in this room, is difficult to gauge, but like when you listen to critics, you read certain things and whatnot, like, he's on kind of shaky ground musically as it is. And then when you have all of these people who seem to be a support system for him that are just, they're fucking pulling out, what Pause. Happens at that point? really yet to throw the pause in.
Always got the pause.
It's a good point, though.
So it's like, what are you willing to sacrifice for a question mark to gain in the future? Like, what do people think that they could possibly gain from going against, I guess, quote unquote, popular opinion. And I'm not saying that you have to follow popular opinion that by any means. It's just when you go so, what seems so against the grain, what is your ultimate gain when you know what it is that you're going to lose? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, as it relates to him, yeah, I mean, it does. But his seems so much more calculated than, like, let's just say a new trendy rapper just saying, oh, I believe this. And everyone's like, wait a minute, what?
Well,
because that's the original discussion here, right? Like, what role should politics play in a musician's career?
I mean, okay. I think in that respect, you have to take into the concept of, you know, being a conceptualizer, which he definitely is. And you have to understand that in his free time, he's studying mammoth pieces and lengthy performance art and trying to understand how, you know, these performances have changed the sphere of the way certain people think in a certain amount of space. And I have this weird feeling that, you know, he hit this point where he knew exactly what he wanted to do and say and bring everything back on him. I mean, he's always put out, you know, as soon as people like you, make them unlike you, because kissing people's ass is so unlike you. Like, that's something that, you know, he's always been about. But I think this point he kind of shot for the sun and his Icarus wings are starting to melt and he's trying to thug it out as much as possible. And I don't think it's going too well for him. So with that being said, like, he is allowed to have his political opinion because everybody's allowed to say whatever they want. They just need to measure the consequences a lot more seriously and a lot more precisely.
I think he is measuring the consequences. I think he understands what he's doing, and he's doing it because he knows if we're going to look back on this, on these moments in 2018, we're gonna look back on 2018 and be like, you know what, he was kind of right.
Nah, man, we're gonna look back on 2018 and say that's when Michael Jackson started turning white. This is just when our hero started losing it.
I can't even he hasn't said anything that completely turns me off yet.
There are certain points that when he's, you have to understand, like, certain things, like, that he's saying, it's like you don't want to. At a certain point, you just want to be dismissive. But if somebody forced you to sit there and listen, it's like everything with this man is, okay, let's get to the root of what you were trying to say. And
no,
I don't know if you can. I mean, that might be affording him a lot by allowing him that space. But I mean, like, I kind of would want somebody to do the same for me.
And that's giving him, like, a huge benefit of the doubt. It's like, figure that shit out before you put yourself in a platform to speak your mind.
I mean, but the community...
That's fair. That's real.
Like, figure it out. Suss it out. Like, instead of going in and running your mouth and hitting, you know, 300 points that have nothing to do with each other, figure out three key things that you want to talk about, get that dialed in, and express it.
I'm afraid that he did, and this is it.
No, I don't think it is, though.
If that's the case,
I think it's on purpose, though.
Then I'm in the same boat as the two of you a few weeks ago, where I'm terrified for this man's, like, health.
I don't think I'm terrified for his health. I don't think I'm as worried about Ye as...
Even though we know mentally that he's fine, apparently.
I won't say he's fine. He's definitely affected. He's affected. He's a celebrity with way too many cameras on him. Way too many cameras on him. And Chris, your point is valid, bro. Your point is valid. Figure out three things and go hit those points with the ultimate precision. But the problem is that's not Ye. And it's never been Ye.
But Ty, you say you fuck with the album Ye heavy, right?
Heavy is...
Okay, okay. So, right, but he's literally telling you on that album that he is addicted to opiates and struggling the same way Michael and Prince did.
I think the devil trying to warn me might...
You should re-listen to the record. He's literally saying it over the entire thing.
I might have missed that track, but I do remember him saying, when I'm thinking like George Jetson but sounding like George Jefferson. And that was big for me because it was one of those things that was like, yo, Ye knows that he's all over the place. Like, if you're playing darts with Ye, he's playing darts with the whole wall, and you're playing darts on the board. And go, yeah, shoot.
You keep mentioning his name.
Who? Whose name? Now let me stop. But
I technically Jack did too by mentioning a self
entitled
album.
Big enough, yeah. Well, hold on. I mean, but no, we have been talking about this. I want to roll this clip because I thought this was put pretty well. You'll know who.
Democrats versus Republican. And you have people like Kanye West who's saying, listen, love you guys and Democrats.
Excuse me one second. First of all, you know, Kanye is an artist, man.
Yes.
And he's a genius.
Absolutely.
Whatever he's saying right now, I think that the angle he's seeing things from is about division. The thing that's scary about this presidency is after it. I don't know if you've been married before or had a girlfriend and said something in a fight that was so wrong, and then after that, we still family, we still around each other, but man, I sure did say all that, didn't I? And I'm not mad at Kanye, that's my brother. I love him, I support him, but you know, I don't have to agree with everything that he says. I just trust him as a person of intent. But yeah, he shouldn't say all that.
I like what he said, that he trusts him as a person of intent, because I think that's the point you're trying to get at, right?
Yeah.
I think we're all on the same page with that.
I think we're not.
Chris's forehead.
I don't know what the intent is.
It's like I've been saying, like a college freshman that's high for the first time, like I'm gonna solve all the world's problems and there's all these conspiracies. It's just half baked, man.
And see, the funny thing is, like that line that you quoted when you said, you know, thinking like George Jetson, but sound like George Jefferson. I mean, in all honesty, that makes sense. George Jetson was a fucking moron. And George Jefferson started out
I'm not missing the point. He hit the nail on the head.
Was also thinking as an overarching poetic license for suggesting future. Like,
yeah, you're skewing the point.
And but a lazy one.
It was lazy. Because if he gave that thought.
You don't think that bar was fired?
No.
Oh, Kanye's on his Ayn Rand shit, man. It's like all these dumb kids. It's like, it's an easy thing to start subscribing to when you don't think critically enough.
Well, I got into the conversation with my homie that I was telling y'all about before the show, and one of the parts that we came up about is, like, you know, me being a biracial youth living in not so many of the best places in my life, looking for that identity, you know, Kanye being such a pillar of that, and looking in that identity and having that pride to being able to actually, like, you know, move through social statuses and stuff. It's kind of like seeing him end up where he ended up and where he's currently at. It's just like, it feels kind of like empty. I don't really know how to put it. Like, it kind of feels like an empty betrayal, sort of. But not necessarily because it's not genuine, like him being a person of intent. It's more so like, bro, you should have thought that shit out. Like, you have you and these kids and some kids that aren't even black, and then Black Panther, and they were looking at both of you as a youngin, and now it's like, what direction are you trying to steer them down? Just because you're wearing a MAGA hat and wearing a Kaepernick shirt, that shit doesn't cancel out, bro.
No.
I don't think he's trying to cancel out as much as the message is. I think the message has always been the same. And again, the intent is there. I think the real issue is that the media is doing a very good job of making Kanye look like an asshole.
They always have a good job of making himself look like an asshole.
Jack, I'll leave.
Come on, all that. Bro. The media.
Here's the thing.
If
his ideas are half, no, his ideas come out half baked most of the time.
He got 10 minutes on national TV in the White House. How much more time and unfiltered messaging do you need?
He had 19. Actually,
good
as a
lord, and you're blaming the media?
No, well, as a matter of fact, yeah, because a lot of people will say that he had. You could go online, and people are breaking these things up into clips. No one's actually. No, I won't say no.
A lot of people watched the 24 minutes, 12 second video.
Yeah,
I watched the entire thing.
Yeah, because it's
three times.
three times?
What? Exactly. I'm
surprised. You didn't even listen to Ye three times.
I've listened to Ye multiple times.
That's not three. And
I still don't fuck
you
with
got
it.
Some explaining to do.
Now, here's the thing. Hopefully, like, all jokes could be kept aside on this and whatnot, because we all know where this man is now. But Bill Cosby, okay, many years ago, sat on a panel and showed his ass. Okay, so all of a sudden he wants to lump black people all together and talk about how they're all on welfare and they all name their children like these, you know, unmentionable or unpronounceable names and all of these things. And people got turned off.
I'm offended.
Like, how the fuck is Mr. Huxtable going to sit here and tell me how to raise my kids and do this, that, and the other thing? And people got really fucking upset. Now, when you listen to certain things that were said at the desk, as he's sitting there banging on the desk for emphasis, he essentially did the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean him? Yeah.
Him. So he starts off talking about, you know...
Which is that Ayn Rand shit. It's all like self-reliance like above everything
else. He talks about how Democrats want to try to steer people toward welfare and this, that, and the other thing. And that's not at all true. And then he talks about how, you know, these people... You know, when the guy asked him the question about, like, you're the guy who got up there and said, George Bush does not care about black people, which I said to y'all, what was it, 2 weeks ago? He asked him the question. He was like, I had the victim mentality, that welfare mentality. Now, how the fuck does Kanye West have a welfare mentality? How has he ever been put in such a position where he's thinking like a group of people that he's never been.
I can't
That's
speak
not
for
true.
Ye.
That's no, not no, that no. He's never been.
I won't say I can't speak for Ye because he didn't come from he came from a middle class family, fam. Like, I can't speak for him and say like, oh well, you know, it's possible, bro. That mentality isn't just something that a broke dude has. There's other people, that mentality could be something that you have just from the people that you hang around. Just from the people that you hang around. The environment you came from.
Fair.
You know, so I'm not here to justify anything that Ye does. I'll speak on my opinion and say how I feel, but I'm not here to justify what that man does. If he crosses the line, genuinely crosses the line for me, I'll speak him like, yo, that's not right. I'm not for it.
But you were there last week.
I was between... A okay album and
no,
a
last
few
week
bad
you
interviews.
Said you were done. Last week you
I,
said
last
you
week
were
I
done.
Said I was done, bro. The stress is I was so stressed out.
I think you heard some clips of the new music in Uganda and now that's why you're changing.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Have y'all heard what this dude is like? Have y'all
you
heard
played that shit in the car, bro?
Nah. New stuff, bro. Yeah. New stuff. We'll get to it. We'll get back to it, bro. We'll get to it. But I won't even say all that stuff is fire, but for me, he hasn't said anything that completely rubs me the wrong way. I think people like to take small snippets and amplify them and get mad at this man when whole time I think he's really in our corner. When I say our corner, I'll just say my corner.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Because he's already spoken for a lot of people. Don't get it twisted though. And I said this before, well, maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Maybe I'm stuck in the same spot that Ty is. But, like, when the album comes out, I'm going to check it out.
Oh, same.
But the thing, like, I believe I did say this to you.
Won't change my opinion on him.
Shit.
Not at all. It's not going to change my opinion of him.
No.
You don't know that
a lot
yet.
Of dumb people no. with music I like.
I do know that.
That's
okay.
Like,
a problem.
The individual, I'm done. I'm done.
Don't you understand how problematic that is? Like, okay, let's just play.
But where
something.
Do you draw the line then?
But see, that's
we're
what I'm
trying
to
comb through everybody's library.
That's and, like, but that's exactly what the fuck I'm saying. So let's address a couple things. First of all, I already said that shit about endorsements. Number one, everything is an endorsement. Every time you press play on a streaming site, whatever your favorite is, it's going to him. An endorsement. Having that saved in your library, an endorsement. Now, also, let's take into consideration that anybody who is watched and followed and has so many optics on him or her has the ability to fuck up more simply because of the quantity of how many times this person is being watched
True.
Or thrown on TV. So, like, one thing to take into consideration is like, yo, look at yourself in the mirror and imagine if paparazzi was following you around every single day of your life, and how much of the masses of the world would disagree with what the fuck you were doing. So I mean, like, that's one thing to think about. But I can't say that, you know, you can't. Unfortunately, in my opinion, I did say on the show a few times, like, you know, you have to be that certain person to take away the artist from the music just to be able to enjoy the music. But the thing is, it's all getting homogenized.
Precisely.
Like, everybody's becoming a brand. And to listen to the music, though, is to follow this man.
Is to agree with the brand.
It is to agree with him. It doesn't matter what you think.
I steal my shit, personally.
It's what the number looks like, though. The number is represented as tangible support. So if you're looking at that as a
Jack's still finessing LimeWire.
I'm still on tour. SoulSeek, baby.
He got a cracked imprint of Napster somehow.
Yes, sir.
He's just running that shit to the ground.
Yeah, totally. It's like voting with your dollars, right?
No, I mean, I know I said it before because I changed my mind. I said I wasn't interested in this album. Then we heard like those little clips that he put out on his Instagram. It's like, all right, I'm gonna peep this
shit.
It's
just fire.
But
it's so good.
With my incredibly vocal opinion of the past three albums, if this album doesn't just completely floor me, like There is no endorsement. There's no further endorsement from me
right,
at that point
because
there's nothing left.
But why can that sway you for something so powerful?
Facts.
Like, my whole thing about it is, if you're going to be mad at the man, be mad at the man, but you have to be mad at his craft too, because that is it's his DNA at this point. There is no yay without what he does, what he makes.
That's why I won't be.
So everybody in this room, if you still gonna listen to that album, and everybody listening this too, you know where to find me if you want to argue about it. You still co-sign yay unless you drop listening to him.
Okay, but where are we drawing that? That's what I was saying about the dance hall music, man.
Nobody's come down to get the newspaper yet.
Yeah, that's.
I feel like there might be three people.
My DMs is looking.
People come down and holler at us. Shit.
My DMs is looking healthy, and you know what? It's love because
they started coming,
y'all.
And then they said, "Oh no!" They started talking about, "Yeah, I'm not coming."
Oh, even worse. That would be even worse than no one coming. Be like,
okay, somebody walks in with a MAGA hat.
Fuck all this. I think it's time for. Yeah.
I'd have a conversation, legit.
Oh.
You know what? We're bringing back. I think we're going to do a different game. I want to see how y'all feel about this. Instead of SoundCloud Rapper Madness, because I started looking for the producers, they're not easy to find the same way that the rappers are. Let's do Bandcamp Rapper Madness.
Okay.
A totally different group of rappers. This gives us something fun to do every week.
Rappers or producers?
Rappers.
Rappers. Whoa. On Bandcamp.
We're on Bandcamp? Bandcamp?
On Bandcamp.
Which means you got to plug all of their sites so that they can get their shit bought if it's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
So okay. The rules of this game, this is NCAA style tournament. What we do is we Google Bandcamp rapper plus the state name. First result that comes up. Now, this is different than SoundCloud because we saw followers. There are no followers on Bandcamp. So this opens it up a little bit. The first thing that comes up, that's the official entry. I think we should spend today doing California preliminaries.
Ooh.
How's that sound?
Boy, we got. Okay.
Okay.
Because we gotta build a whole bracket.
All right. Let's
and,
go.
Yeah. So this is the.
We're doing the same ones like Sac, San Francisco, Oakland.
So I got
or Bay.
I got Sacramento, L.A., San Diego, Oakland.
Oakland. Okay.
Is there anything we're missing?
No SF.
Oh yeah. All right, we'll look that up as well. So let's start with Sacramento. Now there's four of us in here, so Jamal had to be the tiebreaker vote. So what we're looking for is the best rapper out of these. We're starting with
Sac killed it last time.
Huh?
Sac killed it in SoundCloud, so
this is Poor Majesty. The song is called Good God Almighty. Sacramento. This is actually the new Kanye West. No, I'm kidding. Gotcha. I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah, I feel good. Real good, real strong. Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
change my character ain't always what they seem. They say that life is but a dream and that we trapped inside our beings. Everything is based on energy, our minds are on one frequency. And man self-destructive, that's what wars happen so frequently. But I believe the conscious construct is out of touch, fueled by the hate and lust divided by the incubus. I think it just be out of sight and out of me. I dread the trend of tragedy, they splash it on these movie screens. It's foreshadowing to real life catastrophe that actually makes me wanna pack it up and leave. But I proceed to be a sheep and stay asleep to claim sanity. Working for my man and me and thinking about my family. Love is love, all in all we all connected. So this is just collective conscious rapping on this record. I heed the rays of light, apply them to the ways of life and learn to live in peace. And when I write I just reflect it.
Can I just say one thing? And you guys let me know if this is accurate. Does it feel like we went from like the D League to the pros, from like SoundCloud
to
Bandcamp? Well, you know, you gotta charge money on Bandcamp.
You gotta charge money. So it's like, yo, look, we gotta clean this up. Hey, get the masters right. Hey, yo, somebody pay for the mic. Bring the good mic, y'all.
Well, we don't have follower accounts on here, so we don't know. We don't know how established these artists are or not.
Can I get that idea again, Jack?
That was Poor Majesty with Good God Almighty. The record is called Good God Almighty. The track was called Abracadabra. That's track one off the record. Mm. This is available for $10 or more on Bandcamp.
All right, I'm gonna start off. I don't know who did that beat, because I know you can look up like producers. It's like usually listed toward the bottom, but whoever did that beat, that shit was bananas.
It says written and all parts played by Poor Majesty.
Dope.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
He started the bar high, guys.
That's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're moving to L.A. This is Boom by FYI, produced by Illmind.
Oh, Illmind, I would be.
Adams and Crenshaw, niggas make moves. Big City live action, better than pay-per-view. With the shits early, with it before it hit the news. By the time the cameras rolled, it's on. You were skipping a jump from being a punk. Negligee away from being gay, I see through chunk. Quit pissing, sitting down on the toilet and man the fuck up. Broke niggas nag about the water no matter time of the month. A homicidal, rhymicidal, fans ain't bleeding enough. More rare than imported vinyl to the Japanese Ohio. I be knowing what's up. I get draws off Kenichi, wash down the smash even with the Kotex. Made her sign a waiver, then she bouncing in no checks. Built for this bar and studio more like a Bowflex. My jams on the radio, haters' feelings are insulted. Hard to read me, your education was a culprit. Product of the crack era, can see your diagnosis. Fetal alcohol, court involved, mind dissolved from mama's dosage. I don't rest my case till the casket drops and they close it. Constipated attitude, taking no shit. Adams and Crenshaw, niggas make moves. Big City live action, better than pay for fuel.
Ty, I kind of feel you, man. It's like,
yeah, bro.
Like, why did we do SoundCloud?
Well, SoundCloud was funny.
But comparatively, that shit was painful, man.
It just seems like we really wasted our time.
Yeah, light years.
No, hey, but shout out to those cats on SoundCloud. Yeah, we found some great artists.
And we're still going to fly out Brian Brown. We're just waiting for Adam's ass to get
and
back here.
And I'm still listening to Chuck and Locke.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I'm still on that choker, so shout
still
out.
On that choker. Yeah, still what? On choker, too.
Damn, bro. This is going to be
this is going to be way
This is
going to
be difficult.
Yeah.
This is going to be difficult.
Yeah.
Let's move south. Let's go to San Diego. This is 1019, the number, man.
Hmm.
And shit. See, I can't play the intro off this. Play track two, The Mash. This is The Mash by 1019, the number, man.
His name is 1019, the number, man?
10-19. The number, man.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's going to be 10-19 in 3 days.
Hey, wow.
Mash on them, smash like an armored brigade. Ninja gator, snatch up your maiden. You punk ass niggas is the lamest. Leave your name and pages, make you famous. Put both my feet up your anus. Blow out your brain, leave you brainless. Your fam just couldn't handle the changes. We got that new shit, bitch, you better bang this. The cold
heart of fucking I banged for the beat though. Out to
conquer, no peace. He's cool.
You know, it really could have gone anywhere with that like heavy patois hook. I was
so
like,
how so? Just so how much is he charging for this?
$7 US or more.
So I went outside to take a call. I got a call from the chief. He told me this won't it.
Yeah. Chief definitely sent the memo.
Chief Elizabeth Warren said this is not it.
Definitely gonna pass on that one.
Yo, this has a mixed and mastered credit. That's the funniest thing to me. Jordan wow. Thomas, someone come get your man.
Yeah, you're giving out credits for free, sounds like. Yeah, nah.
Sorry, Jordan. I don't know what mic you were using. It sounded kind of like iPhone voice memo, but.
Hey, shout out to the first two, though.
We got one more. Yeah. We got one more.
Okay.
Oakland's in the building. Come on.
All right.
Still got to do SF, too, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. This is.
Come on, Oakland.
Do that. DOD.A.T.
Please be vibey.
And this is the song is called Nickel Dime off of his record, Oakland in Blue.
This is Random Abstract.
Bay Area, America. California love. Big shout, Abstract Sounds. You gotta get into this Nickel Dime joint.
Hold on, Chris, did you fall out of your chair?
He's about to.
Just watching Raw, you just.
Raw knew what was coming.
Raw knew what was coming.
Let's run it back. Let's do that.
Bay Area, America. California love. Big shout, Abstract Sounds. You better get into this Nickel Dime joint. Talk to these cats for a second. See, it's green and gold as I roll a scroll. This is typical. No, this is mold. Listen, yo, is that a dad steal the show? After I spit the slow, critters get like, whoa, so predictable. With a fist face, big shade, 808 lock shade. Scrape through the town with a Berkeley rap backpack. Trying to scrap up that head and get so profound. Hold it down. Put a city that raced me, the system that played me, the culture that gave me a way to express the distress and blessed. Ain't being caught up in the mess of this ghetto vortex. Too fresh for sex, but I do rap the best. The new S, I guess. I'm focused on now, not next. Less. Take it past local, tryna go global. 5104, add a nickel code. Every time they swim the flow, I come on steal the show. Add a dime for, hey sucker, I shined on. I buy my whole time zone. We nickel and diamond, winning, shining. Nickel and diamond, winning, shining. Let it be nickel dime rapping, live and direct. And my message appear as clear as the accents.
Woo. I'll read the liner note. This album is dedicated to the genius and legacy of Duke Ellington.
Oh, then we shouldn't have been laughing. Yo,
that's amazing.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yo.
It is.
I'm just.
It's man, a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Wow. That was a lot. He came out hot on that one. Well,
San Francisco.
Yeah, let's move to San Francisco.
This was dope, though.
Elronius. That's L-Ronius.
Yo, word?
I need some yanking shit.
Yeah. Elronius?
Oh, do you know Elronius?
Yeah.
Oh, uh-oh. Oh, wait, see, this is the risk we run into.
I thought we couldn't do the
There's no
we
way to vet
to.
This, though. There's no way to vet this because there's no follower count.
Oh.
It changes the whole game.
Okay, yeah. D-League to the pros.
Let's see. This is Salutations / Every Bit of Nothing.
Get in your mind now. We gotta be letting your mind. So I wanna send this out to people. Salutations to all them people out there. Check it out. I like to say what's up to all you fakers, you punks, you captains. I would like to say what's up to all the captains. What are you guys doing? You know what I'm saying? Check this out. You guys just make me do my thing. You know, a little bit. What's up? What can I do for you? Nothing you can do for yourself. Maybe I can possibly beat this into you. Whack MCs get interview with vampires. Entire bits and written sections. Hip hop infections. The million flex of purpose on my point. Right.
This is from 95. Jamal makes a good point. He said, what year is this from? This was released in 95.
Yeah, this sounds like some Freestyle Fellowship
shit.
Yeah,
that sounds like Organics by the Roots. Let's disqualify anything that old just for the sake of keeping things fresh. How do we feel about that?
That works.
All right, we move on to the next one then, with all due respect to Elronius and the old school jazz band flow.
It sounded tough.
So
no, he's got some other shit. That dude is dope as fuck.
Clearly moving on to the present day, we have Icky Mac with Optics. Sorry. It's just kind of how I was feeling.
See, you know, now with that, like, I can't endorse that. I can't.
can't unhear.
I've been influenced. Like, I can't. Next person, please.
Yo, Jack, you're fucked up, bro.
You're foul, dog.
Yeah, you're super foul.
I just want to say to homie, I don't even want to know your name. It's not your fault. It's Jack's. Beat was crazy.
Oh, it started.
It was
off
real
like
good brooding music.
I mean,
I'm big mad because like it's like this kid was inspired by all the rapping bits of Linkin Park and mashed it up with some Limp Bizkit, and I'm like,
You forgot Danny Brown.
Whew.
You forgot Danny Brown. Look who it is. It's the Boost, y'all. Hey, yo, shout out to the Boost, man. Hey, you about to collect something, bro. Yeah.
I like the energy in here tonight, man.
Yo, collect this, Boost. Collect this. You know what I'm saying? That's your tax refund check, fam. Blessed up, my man. Yes, sir.
So I think we got to decide between Sacramento and LA, I guess, right?
Were those the first two?
Yeah. Oh well, we got to do that Oakland. Too.
Yeah, Oakland was dope.
Oakland. Yeah.
The only thing keeping me away from Oakland, it was the like the mixing, the sound overall compared to the first two.
Really?
Would be is the main detractor.
So let's revisit
just like overall.
This was Nickel Dime. We running a meal, we running a meal, something you feel. This something real. Better keep something to spark sharks, kill peel. Cause the bay will eel and they will kneel. Better chill on the trail for real. I mean, it's tough for that one against the other two.
See, the reason I'm saying, like, everything kind of bleeds together.
It's a shame, because I kind of want to hear more of the work, but...
Yeah, because that shit fucking bounces like a motherfucker.
Then we got FYI. Ayatollah and rubbing on some choncho while flying in a Porsche Lotus. My season year round, wear the crown for 20 now, swear to God. Niggas get your hoodies on, cause like September, prepare to fall. Bars raw enough to maul y'all like pits and gallerias. Keep the game on its tippy toes, more than ballerinas. The culture savior, walking Professor Xavier. Charged up, more than X-Men, Mega Magazine freshmen. Shit on themselves, old geezers, I guess they were seniors. The words empty as a bogus POTUS in his bright heart. Demons backwards, crackers, I'll be the hacker to get your alt right deleted. Damn, he's nice though.
Dude's nice as fuck.
He's nice. And then we had Poor Majesty. It was the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his powers.
It was the divine law.
Oh yeah, samples at the end.
When seeing man self-destructive, that's what wars happen so frequently. But I believe the conscious construct is out of touch, fueled by the hate and lust divided by the incubus. I think it just be out of sight and out of me. I dread the trinch of tragedy, they splash it on these movie screens. It's foreshadowing to real life catastrophe that actually makes me wanna pack it up and...
Alright, roll call.
Mine's easy. Poor Majesty, yeah.
Poor Majesty?
Yeah.
Roll. You're gonna leave it to Oakland, aren't you?
I think I gotta go with Poor Majesty too.
Word. Oh fuck. I might be the one fucking it up. I'm going with FYI.
Okay. Chris, are you doing that out of spite?
Damn. No.
Just checking. No,
what's your motivations, old man?
I liked the bars from FYI a little more.
Fair.
See, yeah, that's, the, see, that's I like the whole package of. I think I gotta go Majesty.
Yeah, that package.
Majesty's beat. That shit. Yeah, is the whole fucking the whole bananas. Production. I'm not mad. It's just if I had to, my vote will go to FYI. But if Poor Majesty, Pat, I'm not.
I think it's Poor Majesty. Jamal had a vote for Poor Majesty back here as well, right, Jamal? Yeah. That first one was the one. Yeah, Poor Majesty is the one.
Not mad.
All right, shit. Let's give him some swan songs, though. I want to see what else these guys got. So let's hear something else from FYI. This is Amara Black by FYI.
Leader of the humans is best to tune in. Channel data said I F them. I'm an asshole to lames. They thought my logo was a rectum. F. Why? I told y'all it's gonna be hell to pay until you bless them. My 1-2 is strictly high choose. Meticulous 6-bit. Chop up all this game until there's nothing but grip.
Yeah, I'm glad we went with Majesty. Yeah.
This is still fire, though. It's dope. It's still dope. It's still dope.
Sounds like I want to hear the next track
but
on the
energy drop significantly.
Yeah, significantly. Let's hear the next thing from Oakland.
We're gonna slow it down, smooth it out.
Ross is just
the West. Wow.
This kid's dope though, yeah. For real.
He said it's dedicated to Duke Ellington.
Overseas. Anywhere my people is at, you know what I'm saying?
Bring that kick in.
Everywhere we at, same conditions. Let's go. Oakland and blue. He is hoping that you never overdose in this city. You're dope soaking the truth. We ain't broken but bruised. My words rap wounds tight as tattoos. I'm pissed as bathrooms. Had one too many in a sassoon. Put all of my chains into jazz tunes. Nine in the back room. Feel like the hood is a vacuum. Feel a glare as they pass through. God, why won't they let me maintain? Take from each other, we got nothing. How insane is pain the only thing to change this game? Wild and tame, we cling till we get a brain.
Yeah, so Jamal back here fact checking us left and right. This one's 2010. So this is a good 8 years old. It's tight though.
It's
yeah. Now I get the Oakland and Blue title.
Like that sounds like some. It's like West. The West Coast found a Nasheru. Like that's what that sounds like.
Thank you for mentioning.
He was in the cut. Oh, damn.
What's that cat's name?
That beat was fucking sick.
Do that. D A T. I don't know if he's got any more music, but shit. That's about it. Well, shit, that's week one.
That's California.
That's California. That's the very beginning of this. It is kind of like we went from well liquor to more top shelf.
Oh, yeah.
Coming from the SoundCloud. Yeah,
we're drinking the good shit now.
So. Parting shots. I know I cut everybody off in that last conversation.
Oh. okay. Well, the spectrum in the room, the climate in the room is we got the hot side, Chris. We got the cool side who's I'm chilling. I won't say I'm happy with Ye, but I can accept that. I've seen worse. And you know, we got the neutral over here, Raw. Well played, Raw. Well played.
Is Raw really neutral on this?
It's
I'll let you speak.
Yeah. It's a wait. It's not so much agnostic, but it's a very much a wait and see kind of thing. Like, I think the kind of where we're heading with this kind of there's a dialogue that's still going on, and nobody can put the period in the middle of the sentence. So I kind of think that by the time we get to the end of it, you know, hopefully we can let out a giant, whew, oh, almost lost my nigga. But
so what saves him? A fuck Trump closing
I think it's kind of like, you know, I wouldn't even, I would actually say no. Like,
that'd be corny.
My whole point was, you know, I said at the very beginning of all this, he comes in the back, like, and just says, like, in the back of some record, like, you listened a little too long and you just hear at the end of the last song of Yandy, all you hear is the last 3 seconds. Oh, and fuck Donald Trump. Then that's going to be something that's going to send me into the air. Because then there has to be, with him, something attached, like some creative rollout package. Yeah. Some marketing scheme that was attached to that. It's almost like you acted this way on purpose, but secretly at home he's been recording fucking video diaries about how much he hate about the shit he had to do that day that was pro-Trump.
Unfortunately, like, I don't think that's...
I mean, yeah, of course, it's far-fetched as fuck, but I'm saying, like, you...
But see, Chris,
you can't say no to anything just yet, because if you do, then you become part of the problem by being dismissive.
Chris and I also are totally here for the music. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm a rock album. Also, I'm going to listen to the album. I don't care.
Also, I'm a shoot a bootlegger.
Also, here's the thing. Like,
I'm going to download it.
So, like, in this McDLT scenario that you talked about, I'm the hot side? That's who you...
Yeah.
All right, so... If I'm the hot side, here's the thing. Like, I couldn't care less what my man does. It's he's the one who has to answer for that shit. I'm just curious, like, whether when you have so many people who invest into an individual for what it is that they put themselves out for, right? And then they decide to bring this, like, not only am I going to give you the music, but I'm going to give you, like, my...
The extras.
Like the extra. And the extra doesn't jive with what it is that the people are getting initially and what made them gravitate toward that person. I'm just wondering, like, is it worth sacrificing? Because at some point with the backlash that, you know, he's got that other... I mean, there's other artists that this shit has happened to as well. Like, he's just the most recent one, the most prominent.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this has happened to so many people. Is it worth sacrificing? It's just a question. When all said and done,
might just be washed.
When all said and done, I couldn't give two shits.
Like, he's Kanye old. Is now washed, y'all.
He might just be washed.
Like, if he loses a fan base, I mean, that's him. Like, if he gains a fan base, fantastic. That's him. Like, I gain and I lose nothing. You know what I mean? Like, even artists that I do like, if there's something about a particular project that I don't fuck with, like, I just don't go to that project and listen to it, but it doesn't mean that I no longer like the artist. So he could, in essence, like, create an album that I really enjoy, but I'm still going to question him. And that's fine, but at the end of the day, like, it really doesn't make a damn bit of difference. Like you were saying, like, it's his opinion. His opinion doesn't affect me in any way, shape, or form, just like my opinion of him doesn't affect him in any way, shape, or form.
I mean, but what to kind of clarify what I was saying earlier, though, about the whole endorsement thing is, like, he quotes numbers heavily. That's his fuel.
Like his dad.
If he has something tangible to say about that type of shit, first of all, fuck you. All right? All right.
Well, thank you for
Don't thank slander the man.
Thank you for getting
But
I missed it. I'm not gonna lie.
No, because he... I'll explain it to you after the show. But
don't embarrass me.
Just know he slandered him and be against that.
I didn't slander him. Like, he said it himself.
That, you know, if he's using that that fuel and that number, and you're still supplying that fuel, like, you know, you're adding everything to it to make the flame burn brighter, then it's like, you know, he's still going to think he has your best opinion of him, too. And how many times do we get to go pull up on Kanye and be like, yo, bro, you're wrong.
True.
But He was just at the Apple store in Georgetown, and I almost
oh my God.
Turned my Uber the fuck around on 395.
Yo. Let's listen to a little clip that Ty just sent me. This is apparently a little clip of what he's working on out there.
Yeah.
Y'all can't see him dancing.
By the way,
now this shit hot.
By the way, I don't think this is Kanye's track though.
No,
hell no.
That's not him.
That's not him.
This is not him.
He's just catching the energy. There's actually another clip.
But he's hella late on this though.
I mean, facts.
No. Bro, this is Mercy. This is Mercy.
I'm saying Drake's been on this shit for a while.
Dude, that was so Ye.
Oh, nah. We missed something. DJ D-Rec, cut the beat. I'm just going to let you know. I'm just going to let you know that one thing we most certainly did not talk about is what Drake had to say about Kanye on the shop.
Oh.
Forget everything that we've been talking about with just the Donald Trump shit. There's one thing about political views. There's another thing about moral character. Hearing the Lift Yourself story come out and then pairing that with the phone call clip when Drake got the call and was trying to call Kanye, he was steamed as fuck in that video. And seeing that shit on the shop, like, Drake started to talk. He slipped a little bit. He started to talk like the cameras weren't on him. Like, he had venom for Push. He had venom for Ye. And you could just see it behind those beady little Scorpio eyes that man was mad as shit.
He's hurt.
And he's really about to retaliate somehow.
Wow. Yo, actually, like, Jack, you asked the question, is there anything that can... Politics may not do it, but my moral compass doesn't agree with what he did to
Drake. Oh, God, that fucking Lift Yourself shit was so foul.
Because it sounds like a Ye move.
And when Joe Budden came out and said that he's been sabotaging Drake since 2011... Since 2011?
We knew this, though.
I mean, we knew it, but it's like, how much did we know? And now it's like, with everything coming out and people leaking left and right,
Well, you know what? There is a trend I see here, and I hate to say this. This is the one like, this is my kryptonite topic when I'm talking about Ye. Ye is Batman, and if anyone's a comic book follower, we know that Batman has had a bunch of Robins, and Batman is essentially nothing with Robin. Let's just say that, you know, in this universe, and what he does, he'll take a Kid Cudi, a GLC, a Rhyme Fest. And he'll take these artists and he'll channel these artists. And honestly, any artist that he said is his favorite, it's like the poet showing the author his work.
Mm-hmm.
The author is gonna say either two things. He's either gonna hate it and says that he loves it and say, yeah, man, you should put that out. That's awesome. Or he's gonna love it and say that he hates it. And I see that in Kanye, and that's the Gemini in Ye right there. That's like, yo, I'm gonna send Drake this fucking Afrobeat and see what he can do with this. He probably can't do much, but Drake turns it into a hit anyway, and Kanye's sick. Kanye was one of the first people to say that, yo, Drake makes me nervous. So knowing that and seeing the history, it makes me feel weird. I won't lie. That's one thing that's kind of thrown me off.
Mm. And on that note, that's a good cliffhanger, I think. So maybe we'll go out to this right here while we say our piece. Trey got to give us this one. He's got to give us this one if it exists.
Yeah, he does.
Hop on the beat, actually.
This is like a remake, I guess. Yeah, this ain't going nowhere.
So with that, this is Antique Black. Thank you for tuning in. This is Cult of the Individual, Chris Pegues.
This is CEO, Tyrus Morris.
And this is Raw.
We got Jack in the booth. Peace, Jamal. And peace until next week.
black, 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 black,